Hello, everyone out there in podcast world. I hope you're having a wonderful day. You're listening to or watching the Service Business Mastery Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tersh Blissett, and I am not sitting virtually next to my co-host, Josh Crouch. He is actually at an event, and so he will not be joining us on this episode, but I know that he will seriously regret it because this is something that's very interesting, and we've actually talked about this a little bit, and so I know that he is going to have questions for JB, but now is his chance to ask. So I guess he's just out of luck. He don't get to ask any questions. So if you are on the live stream of this, feel free to ask questions, and we'll definitely get those questions answered for you. We are going to talk about the dilemma that you have when your clients move and you don't know about it. So most of the times we put stickers out, we have all these fancy like scan here QR codes on decals to gather new clients that may have moved into the house. Like your client may have sold their house and you get that, you retain that client. But what happens if your client actually moves from their house but stays in your service area? You don't want to lose that person as a potential client in the future with their new home either. So with that being said, I'm super excited to get started with this episode. Before I do get started though, I want to give a huge shout out to the people who make these episodes possible. Sarah being one of them, Billy and his team over there. They have some really cool stuff. And we also have some amazing, awesome announcements that I can't talk about, but they are coming really shortly. We'll actually be able to announce them in 2 weeks, I think. And it's going to change the game when it comes to the CRM world. So that's super exciting to talk about. Now, UpFrog with Noah and Justin, they do a lot of digital. Why am I having a brain fart? They digital. Digital marketing. they do digital marketing and reactivation of clients. So getting your existing clients re-engaged with your business and not forgetting about you. And then we have Company Cam, digital asset management software. So technicians don't have to fill up their phone reel with pictures of model and serial numbers and condensing units and where they're sitting and located. So those are some amazing partners that we have. And our newest partner is Emerson. And if you're in the HVAC world and you don't know who Emerson is, then you're living under a rock. So definitely huge shout out to Emerson. And they're really thinking forward with their training and what goes on with making sure that technicians are staying well-educated. But with that being said, huge shout out to them. Thank you so much for making this show possible. And let me know if you have any questions about any of those partners. We have different discount codes and whatnot, and I'll add those links in the show notes. But let's get started with today's show.
Are you looking for valuable business advice to reach that seven-figure revenue mark? Do you want actionable tips to properly navigate through every business challenge you encounter along the way? Let Tersh Blissett and Josh Crouch be your guide in getting you to the top here at Service Business Mastery. Tune in as they sit down with world-renowned authors in business, leadership, and personal growth who share valuable insights about management, marketing, pricing, human resources, and so much more. Let their nuggets of wisdom gold guide you in owning a thriving, profitable, and ever-growing business. Here are your hosts, Tersh and Josh.
Hey, JB.
Hey, Tersh. Looking fresh today.
How's it going?
Feel like I dressed down.
I appreciate it. No, man. This is just how I dress. how are you doing today?
Another day in paradise in here in beautiful Tennessee. So enjoying this beautiful weather.
That's awesome. Yeah. So originally, I met your dad and through a coaching organization, and we hit it off. And then I see that guy all over the place. I'm always at these different events and shows and whatnot. I run into him all the time at the most random places too. But you are doing, so you work with your dad, but then y'all were running into some issues. And so you wanted to figure out how to avoid those and try kind of help, now that you've figured it out, how to help other people do the same. Tell us a little bit about your history and the business and everything that you've kind of grown up in.
Yeah, absolutely. So I tell people I was born in a brine tank. So, you know, like a water softener tank. So, you know, my dad's always been in the water treatment industry. We're a Kinetico dealer here in Knoxville. And, you know, went to college and then just wanted to get in the trades. You know, when I saw go work an accounting desk job, I'm like, nah, I'd rather get in the trades. So, started working with him. I do sales mainly for the company. So I do the estimates and then, you know, the digital marketing and, you know, make sure Service Titan's good. So wear a lot of different hats with that at Aquacare.
So tell us a little bit about, like, what brought about you just trying to figure out everything.
Yeah. Yeah, so I dig into the data a bunch in Service Titan, you know, always seeing how we can get better and optimized. So I was noticing, you know, the gold mine is listening to calls. I mean, I'm sure everyone knows that, but you know, you want to throw the headphones through the wall when you hear some of these calls. Sure. But I started, exactly. That's how you get angry. So I started noticing this trend where clients were calling in and saying, you know, hey, I'm moving. I need to cancel my membership because we do like water treatment memberships and things. And I was looking for a software that existed that could track my clients to see when they listed their home for sale or sold, because we were in this really reactive state and there was no way to be proactive, you know, on these clients. Because what happens is, you know, this client has made up in their mind, they get a charge for a membership on their credit card. They're like, oh, shoot, I need to cancel this. They call in, they get your CSR. It's not the best trained or whatever, and says, hey, I need to cancel this. I moved. And that person, no friction, you know, okay, we'll cancel this. Then that client disappears off your map unless you have like a follow-up process or whatever. So me and one of my buddies that's a coder for the Air Force started looking into this, see how we could develop it. And it took us about 4 to 6 months, but finally got it where it syncs to the MLS, where you upload your customer list or you integrate it with Service Titan. We have it integrated with Service Titan. And as soon as that home hits the market, it notifies you, says, hey, John Smith at 123 Main Street is moving. And then we've got our sales team actively reaching out and saying, hey, just saw you listed your home for sale. You know, curious what you're doing with your water system. And, clients like, oh, I'm leaving it with the house, or, you know, we can actually move the products too. It's about a $1,000 service we do. So, we give them that option. If it stays with the house, we try and get a system at the new house, you know, and actively
follow
up on those
people. How often are you
finding
that people are staying in the same area? Because in my opinion, or not my opinion, in my mind, I just think about, okay, if you're moving, then you're leaving Savannah because you're just tired of Savannah or something. You're moving to California or something. I don't know. You're moving to the other coast, so I've lost you forever. Do you know how often people are actually not leaving the area?
Yeah. So the U.S. Census Bureau, you know, released this report that basically shows how far Americans move. So about 40 million Americans a year move. So that's about 13% of America. So 65% of them are within the county that they had their current house. Yeah, 100%. And then 17% is within state. So you've got, you know, 82%, you know, if you're statewide, countywide, that you can, you know, get. And then 14% are out of state, 4% are abroad.
Tell me a little bit about the program. And like you and I, we went through this together and did a little demo. I don't know how much of that you want to show or anything, but if you're okay with sharing a little bit about that, I think it's a really... It's one of those things that in the marketing side of things, oftentimes we're so worried about putting, like filling the top of our bucket, but But then we don't think about all the holes that we have in the bottom of our bucket. And, you know, some of those holes are, you know, we're not following up properly. And some of those holes are they've moved and we just didn't do our due diligence in making sure that we got them at their new home or the new location, and also educating people, because a lot of times people assume that they bought a new house, so they're required to be under XYZ contract, or they have their home warranty, whatever, and they're just uneducated about that. So I guess share a little bit about that, your thought there.
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, Tersh, if you were to think about the most valuable asset in your business right now, what would you say?
Well, it's our people.
People, yeah.
They're most expensive,
you know,
for sure.
A lot of people say, yep, labor's number one cost, 100%. So, you know, a lot of business owners say buildings, equipment, inventory, accounts receivable, people.
Yeah.
You know, they're all great things, but really, the most valuable asset is your clients.
That's true.
You know, that's why you exist. You're not a nonprofit. So, you know, no companies put their clients on a balance sheet. The only ones I know of are the direct mail business, because they fully understand the cost to acquire a client.
That's a good point.
So I've never met a business owner that does it, but it is a smart thing to do, you know, because it really shows you, when you lose a client, how much money that costs you, you know, to lose one.
That's a good point.
So, and yeah, so as we all know, you know, customer acquisition cost is rising. You know, Google Ads is going up, Facebook ads, you know, everything. But if we diagnose most service businesses, I would say most of their revenue is from existing clients. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. They're definitely, they already, you've already built the value. The trust is there. You don't have to sell yourself to them, because they already know you. As long as you did a good job the first time, you know, if you did a bad job, and that's a whole different story, but yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I can't help with that. So, you know, what I found, Uncle Joe, you know, as you know, Joe Crucera published, you know, on average, you know, to acquire a new customer in residential HVAC, it's about 250 to 450 per customer. It's what his data showed. And basically the way he explained it is, you know, we got customer acquisition cost, but then we got lifetime value of that customer, right? Yeah. And it's just a different way of thinking, but lifetime value is very important, you know, to understand how much money you have in your database, right? So from his analysis, you know, I'm not in the HVAC, I'm in water, so I know my number's great. But in HVAC, he said the lifetime value of a customer, assuming a 30-year average customer span, okay? So this is pretty long, but still, is about $21,000 when you factor in, you know, a furnace, an air conditioner, a heat pump, humidifiers, air cleaners, service agreements, and service calls and upsells.
Yeah, you know, $21,000. I could see that number going up tremendously, especially with the cost of equipment and everything going up too.
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, if you think about your database and you've got, let's say, 5,000 clients, right? And then you multiply that by 20,000. I mean, I'm from Alabama, so I'm pretty bad at math, but I think that's about $1 million. So, you know, in your database.
Yeah, that's.
And then you got referrals, you got all these other things that go with it.
That really brings to light what you mentioned there, you know, about the client being the asset there, like, and not listing them out and seeing how much of a cost it is whenever you lose a client. That's, yeah.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, you know, the bucket. So I call it the leaky bucket dilemma, right? We've all got these holes in our bucket. And in order to keep the water in the bucket, you can either keep adding more water,
which is what we, most of us try to
you
do.
You know, and that's... Yeah, acquiring new clients, right? Or you can stop the leak. You know, there's only two ways. So what our software is My Customer Moving, is a way to help you stop the leak. Now, it's not going to totally stop it, but it's going to give you a way to be proactive on people that move. So from our numbers, you know, it's about 5 times more expensive to acquire a new client than it is to keep an existing one.
Okay.
And what we found, this is like Chick-fil-A did this study where if you increase your customer retention rate by 5%, your profits on the very low end, super conservative, increase 25%.
So that's the reason I feel like Chick-fil-A is so quick to give you something. They're just like, yeah.
Yeah. Or Amazon. Think about it. You know, you order from Amazon, something goes wrong. There's not a lot of friction in getting a refund there because they understand if they piss you off once, you're not coming back, you know, or Home Depot. They look at, you know, customer lifetime value is usually $70,000 of a customer.
Wow.
So they'll do whatever it takes to keep you. Yeah. And then, you know, being in sales, we know selling to an existing client is way easier than selling to a new customer. You know, 30% close rate on a new customer, 70% on an existing. Much easier sale.
Oh, yeah.
On there. So what we found personally is, you know, all these people we were missing, we started to actively call these people. And, you know, I don't know about you, but have you moved recently in the last few years?
No, I hate moving.
Okay.
I'll probably die in the house that I live in currently. Fingers crossed it's like in 50 or 60 years, but probably. I hate moving, man.
Till death do us part.
Right.
Yeah. But anyone that moves knows, like, your mailbox gets flooded as soon as you move into a house, right?
Good point.
I mean, everyone's sending you an offer. So even though they've used you in the past, they may start thinking, like, you know, I used them in the past. They were good, but maybe something's better out there, right? Like, everyone wants to try new things. So if you're not reaching out to them or reminding them you exist, they may go with someone else that was in the mailbox, door knocked them, whatever, you know, pest control, all those things. So what I found interesting is when I recently moved, the only people that reached out to me was ADT security. Do you have a security system in your house by chance?
Yeah. It's 12 gauge.
Okay. So ADT, as soon as I listed my home for sale, they text me and said, hey, this is Daniel, relocation specialist with ADT. I'd like to help you with your move. Please call me at your earliest convenience. So I called this guy up because I'd invented this technology already. And I said, hey, how do you know I was moving?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, ADT built this internal thing where as soon as you list your home, it goes into my pipeline.
Yeah.
And I just start dialing.
Yeah.
And I was like, are these the best leads for you? He's like, yeah, of course, because they've used us. And we just relocate that security system to the new house. And then we give them a little discount because they're an existing returning client.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. So, you know, a $6 billion company, that's how big ADT is, realizes how valuable something like this is and uses it every day.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that you're creating the same thing that ADT. I'm sure they spent a whole bunch of money to do that internally.
Yeah, and nothing exists that I've found. I mean, someone may know something I don't, but I actively looked for months to find something and nothing was out there. So, and then also when the home sold, okay, so you've got your existing client. They bought an HVAC system from you. They move. New homeowner moves in. You direct mail that home because we're going to give you the notification that says, hey, this home's been sold. I would probably wait about a month, maybe 3 weeks. Send a direct mail piece that says, hey, congratulations on your new home. We've been servicing this house for years. We'd love to earn your business. We have all the notes on file, the warranties, you know, call in for your free checkup, whatever it is.
And that takes away their uncertainty of like, who's been doing this and are they going to know, like if I hire Joe Schmo off the street, are they going to know how to work on this equipment? Are they going to know all the little nuances involved with this house, and can kind of give us the 411 on what we should be looking forward to as far as investments go?
Yeah. And something else we've thought of is, you know, in Service Titan, we have a customer portal, right?
Oh yeah.
So you could even run an offer that says, hey, we got all the notes on file on this. We'd like to sign you up for your customer portal, call in, and we'll change the info and you can log in and see all this stuff.
Well, that's cool.
You know, something like that. Yeah. Like, how would someone not respond to that just moved into a place and doesn't want any headaches, right?
Right. Yeah.
Instead of someone that sends a postcard that's like, hey, get a free tune-up. You know,
yep.
They have no relationship.
Yep.
So we found that to be successful. And then when we look at lifetime value, we got a water system in the house, but still our average service ticket is like $300 to $400 a year, getting filters changed, salt, all that. We just got that new customer. And what we noticed is we direct mailed homes that had sold within a year. And when people were calling in, they're like, I don't even know I needed service on this thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Just not
and
even.
And then we start that relationship.
Yeah, not even well, like I said earlier, educating the client. Because a lot of times when you're buying a house, there's things that you didn't know about it, especially if you're a first time buyer. There's a lot of things.
Yeah.
That, like if you've rented for a long, long time and this is your first purchase, there's a lot of things that you don't realize that you have to deal with as a home buyer. So just educating them and having that notification that they're a new buyer is going to be extremely helpful there.
Yeah. Could I share my screen to kind of show what the back end looks like?
Yeah. Share your screen if you can.
Okay.
Let me know if there's any issues there.
Let's see here. Share screen. Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to because it's saying it's denied.
Oh, shoot. I wish I knew that. Let me look at these settings real fast. Thank y'all for being patient with us.
Hey, we're just home service people.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, so it doesn't.
It's just saying on my end, Google Chrome would like to record, you know, it's a setting thing on my end, so I'd have to leave.
Oh, okay.
But basically how it works is, you know, we have like a free trial where you can sign up and we can pair it to your CRM and, you know, sync the list, or you can just manually upload like an Excel file with just the address, name. That's all you need. And then it will actively track those clients every day. It syncs your list and sends you the new leads.
Okay. Yeah. And I put it in the show, in the comments, section, but it's, ismycustomermoving.com is the name, is the web address,
yep.
But, and it's a really cool program. I went through it, like I said earlier, I went through the demo, with JB a couple of weeks ago now. I thought that was, it's a pretty cool software. That's for sure. Especially worrying about people moving and losing clients. Cause I haven't run I'm ignorant to the amount of clients that I've lost due to them, moving. Like that's just not one that I've really run reports on, personally. So,
yeah, and the cool thing is when it's synced to Service Titan, and we could probably get it integrated with Sarah, just haven't had a client that's on it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's possible. We add tags to the customer level. So home for sale, home sold.
Oh, really?
And then we fire marketing automation in Marketing Pro on Service Titan to do all that automatically.
Gotcha.
So it actively emails them and sends direct mail for us. So it's just autopilot on the back end.
That's really cool. Do you have any kind of like, APIs or anything? So like if, or can you set up some sort of webhook, and I know that we're talking of kind of tech jargon stuff, but do you have the ability to set up some more automations that way, or allow us access so that we can set up Zapier automations that way?
Yeah. So we're almost done with the Zapier integration to basically, when the status changes home for sale, like, have you ever heard of Hatch, like the text yeah. and speed delete yeah, yeah. thing? You ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
So we use that in our business, and we're going to fire text messages like ADT did to me that says, hey, John, this JB Overdock Clearwater system, just saw your house was listed for sale. Curious what you're doing with the water system. You know, just start that conversation automatically. And so, yeah, I mean, you could integrate it with active campaigns, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Do Zapier.
That's really interesting. How long before you think that'll be up and going, your Zapier integration?
So we're in like the final stage, so about a week or so.
Oh, that's real close.
It should be done.
Because that the thing about yeah. software, you know this, everything yeah. that you would think should take a day or two ends up taking a month or two, because it just always takes forever to do anything. So when yeah. somebody says they have a new thing that's coming out, and they say, well, it's 6 months from now, that's because it's legit going to take that. Like, it's not like us putting in a new air conditioning unit. It's like, there's a reason yeah. why it takes so long to do it.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why we wait a while to bring this to market. You know, we're just starting getting it to market because I wanted to test it in my dealership, prove the value of it. We've got about 10 clients using it. And now it's ready to go for anyone. So we're basically bringing what these big billion-dollar companies use to, you know, the small dogs, you know, they're just smaller companies. Mm-hmm. And also what we've built is, if you have like a franchise, for that 14% that actually moves out of state, if you have a company like nationwide, within our app, you can share those leads.
Okay.
So let's say you're ARS or something, yeah. or you're Mr. Reuter. So you call that customer that's moving. They say, oh, I'm moving to Orlando. Oh, awesome. Well, did he know we had a franchise down there that, you know, does this service? Yeah. Well, do you mind if I put you in touch with them and they can do a free checkup when you move into the house? And then within our app, you share that lead with the local dealer. And then all these clients, you know, nationwide are shared.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's for the bigger companies, but still it's a cool way to keep all your clients, you know, within the net.
That's cool. Have you ever thought about like any kind of large referral network program? I mean, I know that becomes herding cats in itself. Have you ever considered doing something like that because of people moving out of network or out of network?
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, if people are on the tool, and let's say, because basically all our clients sync with the zip codes they service. So let's say they move out of state, you can click share referral and then just type in the zip code or the city name they told you they're moving to, and it'll pop up with like, hey, this company services, and you can share that lead with them, oh. you know, on there.
Well, look at you. I didn't even know that y'all did that. So,
well, that was new before we talked last.
Okay. So, I know that a lot of people are listening to this and they're wondering, and I know that you're also a brand new company, so this is not an evergreen question, but as of right now, what's our price point on something like this? How does that work, the pricing system?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we base it on how many contacts you have within your database or that you want to track. You know, you may have some you don't want to track.
Oh, okay.
So if you're under 5,000 clients, it's $150 a month. So, I mean, drop in a bucket compared to a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got 10,000, between 5 and 10, it's $250 a month. If you've got 10 to 20, it's $400 a month. And then there's enterprise accounts. We just have to see how big, yeah. you know, your account is, yeah. you know, and base it on that.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
How long does it take to set it up like, and like just start checking the MLS.
So if you sign up for an account today, you'd have all your leads within about 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. So it's not even like
because
a week long.
What we do now, the integration piece may take longer depending on your CRM and all that. But if you just upload an Excel list, we go back 6 months. So you'll have all your recently sold homes, and that's a list you can just start calling on.
Yeah.
And then you'll have all the ones for sale. And then moving forward, it's just actively tracking those for sale. So the goal is to catch them before they sell the house. And then once they sell, send the direct mail to the new homeowner, because that's the only way you can contact them unless you want the door knock or something. And say, hey, we've been servicing your house for years. We got all the notes on it. Love to earn your business. You know, here's a coupon.
Cool. Yeah, that's really cool. That's a lot. That's a lot of really cool added value too. So, yeah, it seems like a no-brainer. That's for sure. Cool. Is there anything you want to add before we wrap things up here?
Yeah, and one other thing we have in the tool, you know, if anyone buys a new homeowner list, our tool gives you all the recently sold data as well. So if you're buying a new homeowner's list from someone,
yeah,
we also give you all the recently sold data within our tool.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, so we've got your customer list we're matching, but we also give you all the recently sold data as well within the zip codes you service.
Dang. That's really cool. Man, that's a no-brainer right there.
And we're bringing in stuff like age of the, you know, house, because I know that's big in HVAC. Yep. You know, you got 12, 15 years you want to look at. So you can filter it by that, those type of things, home value, all that stuff.
Oh, you're able to filter that.
Yeah. So that right now it's just recently sold, but we can bring all this in from the MLS, and then you can filter down to, like, you know, home value, when it was sold, age of the home, things like that.
Man, that's cool. That gets my nerd side really all tingly. So,
and let me give you one more thing that ADT did, which was crazy to me. Because again, we just got to take the playbook from these big companies and just, you know, rob and implement. Yeah. We just got to build it the way they do it. So my realtor friend got an email from ADT that said, in the subject line, it was the address of the home he just sold, okay? And they said, you know, congratulations on getting your client a new house. You know, I'd love to get them set up with a security system. We give you $200 if you refer your clients, and we give them $200 off their system. So I called this ADT person. I said, how does this work? It's all automated, because the realtor information is public, right? I mean, it's the easiest number to find. So as soon as the home sold, it emails that offer, and it's just working on autopilot right there. So we're working towards doing the same thing within our system.
Yeah. Oh man, that's cool. That is, and anything automation wise is like, just set it and forget it, and not forget it, but set it and monitor it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Doesn't call in sick, doesn't complain, works 24/7, 365. Nope. Yeah.
That's really cool, man. Yeah. Keep me up to date on anything, if anything changes, because I want to bring it back to everybody that's checking this out. And what we need to do is fix our settings and get it so that we can share the screen to show everybody the demo, maybe in the future. But
yeah, that's my fault. I'm not a Chrome user. I usually use Safari, so I don't have these settings set up. Oh, no, so that's my bad.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate everybody that's hanging out with us and checking out this podcast episode. And I know Josh is going to have questions too, so I'm sure he'll reach out to you and ask those. But is my customer moving.com, and check them out. And great people. The Brewsters are great, some great people. So I hope you support them, and just like you support the podcast. But with that being said, I hope y'all have a wonderful and safe week. Until we talk again next time on Service Business Mastery Podcast, we'll see you later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Service Business Mastery. Now that you are equipped with essential business advice from this impactful conversation, you are one step closer to becoming the successful owner of your dreams. If this episode has been helpful to your business journey, don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a rating, and share it with other owners as well. Visit servicebusinessmastery.com to learn more.